rugged crawl, the emblem of suffering.
Okay, if you have your Bibles, I'll go ahead and tell you, we're going to get there, but James chapter 5 is what I'll be reading out of a little bit today. James chapter 5. As we talk about the power of prayer in tonight's empowerment session, this right here is, we started with praise and worship last week, and the point being is, the reason is, I truly believe that's the first level of growth, because when we get to know the Lord, it's important that we begin an intimate relationship with Him. And no better way to do that, Brother Pat, than in praise and worship, and begin opening yourself up and receiving from Him. Well, go along right with praise and worship is prayer. And now, when I say this, look, I'm going to ask, we just continue to do what we do. Mostly discussion is when we learn the most. So if you have anything you want to chime in, just raise your hand, reach for the microphone. Same rules apply. But when I was younger, when it came to prayer, I'm going to tell you what I was guilty of, Tommy. And here's what I want to bring up. If any of you guys are guilty of this, maybe this right here will be a freeing moment for you. Okay? I remember growing up in a time when people would gather around the altar for prayer. And usually, as they prayed, the men especially didn't get up at the altar until the last person prayed. They said amen. So basically, you know, you prayed out loud and on your knees and stuff like that. And I got to be honest with you, as a young Christian, boy, they some people, they could just pray. I would find myself as a young Christian, Brother Joe, hurrying my prayer up just to hear them pray. And I'm just being honest with you, as a young Christian, that's the truth. I was mesmerized, Vicki, by their prayer. You could tell that they spent time with the Lord. And it came across in their prayer. You could feel the Spirit of God when they prayed. Amen. You could hear it. You're like, man, they're an old pro. This is a pro. I need to be down here taking notes. You know, but I remember that very, very well. And that being said, reading growing up, okay, the only Bible I was ever allowed to read, go ahead and say that, was the KJV. There was no other Bible than the King James Version, as far as I was concerned. I didn't even know if there was one printed that was not the King James Version. I'll be honest with you, I probably didn't even know that. Okay? That being said, so now here I'm reading the King James Version Bible, which is what I still study from. I still preach from. You guys know that. I'm not against English Standard Version. Y'all know all those things. But by reading the King James Version Bible and praying and stuff like that, I find myself trying to pray in the King James Version language openly. It's like I felt like I had to pray some eloquent prayer or something like that, when in reality, that's not required. Okay? The most important thing about prayer is that you pray it sincerely from your heart to God. And here's the thing. It don't have to sound beautiful and eloquent, because God can hear your tears. Amen? And here's the thing about it. He already knows what's going on in your life. So why hide it? Why not pray about it? If you're burdened and you just need to cry, then stay there and cry in His arms. If you're having a good day, He knows you're having a good day. Go to Him in prayer. Praise Him and thank Him for that pearl. Because guess what? He knows it anyway, Lisa. He knows what's on your mind. And you ready for this? If you're mad at somebody, He knows it anyway. Ain't no need in faking it. Faking it till you make it, that don't work. So if somebody has made you mad and you're praying and you feel like you should pray for them, but you bite your tongue, God knows. Why not? Okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, help me. Give me grace that I may extend it to them. Okay? So in other words, prayer covers a lot of things. Okay? And that's when we talk tonight, that's what we want to talk about. Prayer, ready for this? I got saved through prayer. How about you? My journey started with prayer, folks. Your journey started with prayer. Okay? When you began to realize that you were lost and undone without Jesus, when the Holy Spirit began to convict you, maybe the word was preached and an altar call was given, what did you do? You went to the altar and what? You prayed. Amen? So we are saved through prayer. Amen? We are, as we know, as we walk in the Lord, we are kept through prayer. Amen? There's not a day that goes by that I don't say a prayer. How about you guys? Amen? Not a day that goes by that I don't say a prayer, Josh. And often pray throughout the day. Amen? And we're going to talk about things like that. So we're saved through prayer. We're kept through prayer. Amen? Ready for this? I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in prayer. Okay? There's healing in prayer. Amen? So there is so much. And ready for this? There's forgiveness in prayer. There's grace in prayer. There's mercy in prayer. All those things come in prayer. Prayer is important in our lives. And can I tell you what I truly believe? We live in such a busy society now, Terry. That being said, we got everything at our fingertips, but yet we live in the most busy society probably in the history of mankind. And if you ain't careful, you'll not make time to pray. And that's what the adversary wants. That is his sole desire, to sever your communication between you and God. And that's what prayer is. It is the communication from you to him. You know, the Bible says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen? How are we holy? Anybody? Prayer? Yeah. But how are we holy? We're only holy if we know Jesus. That's it. The blood of Jesus is what makes us holy. So in other words, if I'm going to be holy, as the Bible says, be ye holy, I'm commanded to be holy. In other words, that's not a suggestion, by the way. These people that want to just dabble in and out a little bit, that don't work. Okay? We had a saying when I was growing up, that's a fence straddler. You can't straddle the fence. Amen? You got people today that want to straddle a fence. And I'm going to tell you what I think fence straddlers will do. They're going to be the people that get left behind when Jesus comes back. I'm just telling you how I believe, folks. The Bible says watch. And if you're straddling a fence, you ain't watching. Amen? When Jesus comes back, you liable to be on that fence. You're paying more attention to the fence than you are watching. Amen? So that's how I feel about it. But we come to the Lord in prayer. We should be praying. We should be a people of prayer. And if you ain't careful, the adversary will rob you, making you busy, 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 busy. Have you ever been so busy that you still didn't get anything done? That's the kind of world we live in today. Okay, I was busy today. I cut grass. I cut weeds on a hill. I cut grass. I ran to Buffalo Creek 4 times, I believe. Get done with this. Had to take a shower. Had to do this. Had to do that. Had blah, 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 blah. But thank God, throughout that day, I was still able to go to him in prayer. Whether I'm riding a lawnmower, Pat, listening to gospel music in my earbuds as I'm cutting the hillside, whatever, prayer is a mobile thing. Amen? Sometimes we're able to pray the mornings, pray the nights, all those things. But you know what? We can pray throughout our day. Some of the best prayer moments I bet Brother Joe has is on his drive to work. I was the same way when I drove across that mountain, Oceana. It seemed like I got so many revelations on Huff Mountain. I probably should sit at a prayer altar up there. To be honest with you, I received so many things from the Lord on that mountain on the way up. But prayer is what we're here to talk about, and the importance of it and the power of it. We had a sister in the Lord that needs prayer tonight. She put a request for prayer on the empowerment group. And so I know coming here, which I'd already planned to have prayer because, you know, we taught on worship and praise last week and what we had worship and praise. If we're going to teach on prayer, then guess what? We need to pray. Ain't that a novel idea? That's amazing, isn't it? But we're going to come together in a circle prayer at the end and we're going to pray for Sister Tammy because I believe in the power of prayer. Okay? But that's what we're here to talk about tonight, to share some stories of how prayer has changed your life. Okay? If you have a testimony, if you have something that you want to share relating to prayer, like a prayer that was prayed and God miraculously answered it or God miraculously moved all those things, then I'm going to encourage you to share that tonight, okay? Why? Because it encourages other people. They'll realize, you know what, there's, and I know you guys are, you're the same as I am. There's things that you've prayed about for a long time and you still haven't seen it happen yet. Amen? But it's good to hear a testimony from somebody that prayed for a long time and it did happen. That encourages us not to quit praying. I remember, we'll get started here in a minute, but I remember a lady, went to church with her years ago, Mary Ellis is who it was, Ange, up in the camp. Dear saint of God, dear saint of God. And I remember her requesting prayer for her husband, Joe, every single church service. And that was Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday morning, and Saturday night. Four times a week, that woman requested prayer for her husband, Ralph. Requested prayer for him that he would be saved. And for years, and we're talking 40-some years, maybe 50 years. I don't remember exactly how long she requested prayer and prayed for him faithfully. Well, guess what? He gave his life to the Lord. And I'll never forget going to church, the first time going to church there, where I saw Ralph sitting beside Mary. And that was such a beautiful thing to see. It was such a wonderful thing to see by the power of prayer. The Bible says a praying wife can influence her husband, by the way. She can win her husband because of those things. But how important is prayer? Well, can I ask you this? Of all the things the disciples talked to Jesus about, what did they ask him specifically how to do? How to pray. Lord, teach us how to pray. Why do you think they asked him, Pearl, to teach us how to pray? So they would know. Amen. So why do you think they specifically asked him, though? Do you think it might be because they saw the results? They heard him pray. There you go. There you go. You hear somebody pray, as I did when I was a young, and you realize real quick, man, they know Jesus. They've got a relationship with the Lord. I can feel it from the top of my head down to the bottom of my feet when he or she prays. So you experience that. And guess what? They would have seen the results of the prayer. Amen? Here's the thing. If we're praying people, when we're called upon to pray for somebody, it'll be natural. It'll just come out, okay? It ain't going to be forced. It ain't going to be hard for you to pray. Why? Because you're already in touch with the Master anyway. You've already got His anointing running down you. You've already got His Spirit in you. You're filled with His Word. And when someone says, hey, can you pray with me, brother? You're like, okay, let's go, brother. Let's go right now. We should never, never, ever, ever, should we ever avoid or be shy when someone says they need prayer. If you are, I got to challenge you. Are you praying enough? Amen? Are you praying enough? Now, I know there can be situations and stuff like that, and use wisdom. I understand all that, okay? I understand all that. I'm not putting nobody down. But I'm telling you right now, if somebody comes to you and needs prayer, one, they saw something in you that was worth asking, and they need a touch from Jesus. Amen? So, as we talk about this a little bit more, I'm going to encourage you. Maybe you're thinking about a testimony right now, how prayer changed your life. How you've seen prayer affect a situation that you were going through. Then be ready to share it tonight, okay? But the dictionary says that prayer is a solemn request for help or address adoration to God. So prayer is two things, a request and an expression. So in other words, when we go to the Lord in prayer, I'm going to ask you guys, how do you pray? What are things that you do when you pray? Anybody? What's the first thing you do when you go to the Lord in prayer? First thing, anybody? Come on. Huh? What? Praise Him, thank Him. Amen. Anybody, is that pretty well the first thing you do? Amen. Same here. I begin to thank Him. Why do we thank Him, Sam? Use your microphone, please. Why do we thank Him? Why do we lead off? Hold the mute button. It'll turn green. Why do you do that first?
Because of who He is and what He done.
Amen. Because of who He is and what He done. Amen. What else? Anybody? Why are you compelled to thank Him? first. Leanne?
For us not to praise Him.
Amen.
For us not to worship Him. I mean, He woke us up this morning in our right mind.
Yes.
We are healthy. We are able to get up and walk around and do the things that we want to do.
Uh-huh.
Those things are worth praising Him for.
Amen.
And He is God.
Amen.
He is God.
Amen.
Plain and simple. There's nothing else that needs to be said. He is God. You
Amen.
Praise Him for that and that alone. You
Amen.
Can't think of nothing else.
Amen. Every morning I wake up, I pray this prayer. I ask the Lord to watch over my family. And I name each name, Vicki. Every name. Boom, 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 boom. Go down the line. Keep them safe from all harm, sickness, and disease. That's what I say. Every morning I do that, Pearl. That's a petition that I make to my Heavenly Father every morning. And I can't tell you how many times I really believe, Brother Joe, that He's watched out for us. There's been times when things could have been so much worse if it was that closer. But it wasn't. Tara and I were driving down the road today at the curb in the Mallory Post Office. We're going toward Man. Coming up, it's a big old coal truck. Big old rock comes off that truck, hits my windshield. Cracked my windshield. Yes, my windshield's cracked. But it hit right where Tara was. And I thank God that it's just a cracked windshield. Because it could have been so much worse. I remember a lady up here at a Halloween prank that was killed when a rock went through her windshield. So, why do I pray? Because He's worthy. He's worthy. Why would I not want to pray? That's my thing. Why would I not want to pray? He's so worthy, Teresa. We get the opportunity every morning we wake up, as you just said, Lord, I am in my right mind. I am awake. Lord, I thank You for the dawning of another day and for allowing me to see it. There's people that are on their last day on this earth. They would love to have a day to where they could walk without breathing hard. They would love to not be bedfast. They would love to not have a deadly disease and just be able to have a good day. There are so many reasons He's worthy to be praised. And for us to be allowed to go to Him in prayer every single morning and give thanks for that, let us not take it for granted. Brother Joe?
I think the effects of what prayer done in mine and Lisa's life, seen her mother pray for us before we were saved. I seen my mother pray for us. And I believe in those prayers. My mother prayed for years for me. And I know Lisa's mom did the same for us.
Amen.
And for me, when I got saved, my mother died with Alzheimer's. And she couldn't think of anything. She couldn't walk, talk. She could do nothing but hum. But after I got saved, I got to go to church with her for a year before she started losing her mind.
Yeah.
And for her to get to see me, come to the Lord and her prayers.
Amen.
And I honestly believe that the prayers that not just her and Lisa's mom, but other people prayed.
Yes.
Because there were people coming to the store that said, I'm praying for you.
Amen.
And when I got under conviction, Jesus was everywhere.
Amen.
Radio, TV, billboard. I mean, I couldn't get away from
it. You couldn't run from it, could you?
I couldn't run from it. I tried. I couldn't outdrink him.
Uh-huh.
I drink more than he pour olive oil on me. I mean, you know. just that time, and I just know that those prayers went up over the years.
Yes.
You know, and to remember my dad praying for me, sitting in a chair reading the Bible over and over and over again. And I got his Bible at the store. It's 1937.
Wow.
Bible, and it's open. It's got black tape holding it together.
Wow.
And I'm telling you that. That memory right there, and I know the prayers that he prayed and mom prayed and Lisa's mom prayed, and I honestly believe, and to this day I believe that. But another thing I was going to say, this morning I come in and I seen these tables sitting here, and I go around and pray some like I normally do, and the Lord asked me and told me to tell people tonight, are the prayers you praying, and just coincidence we had dessert tonight. He said, are we praying dessert prayers or are we praying dinner prayers? So what I'm asking all of us tonight, what prayers are we praying?
Amen.
If you haven't been here, and God knows I don't come very often to Sunday night service, but these ladies and Mike and them comes up here, Sunday, those are dinner prayers.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, these people pray.
Amen.
And that I believe that's why this church is being so blessed.
Amen.
Because of the prayers that's going up through this church.
Yeah.
And for the people that come here.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joe. You brought up something, Brother Joe, that I want to touch on a little bit. The prayers of your mom and your dad. Okay. They both are passed away now. So in other words, they wasn't able to see you get saved. But they prayed prayers years ago for you to be saved. Am I right? Is that what you're saying? Your mom got to see you saved. Okay. So all those prayers that they prayed years ago, God brought it to pass. My point being is our prayers outlive us. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that our prayers come up before the Lord as a sweet savor. Okay, that's what the KJV says. And it's, in other words, it's a sweet incense that comes up before Him. The prayers of the saints come up before Him. So if the adversary is lying to you, and if he's telling you this, he's lying. If he's speaking to you, he's lying. Let's go ahead and say that. He is a liar and the father of it. That is just the truth, okay? If he's a liar, okay? So if the adversary is telling you your prayers are not being heard, that is a lie from the pits of hell, because the Bible says your prayers, my prayers, go up before Him as a sweet incense. That's what the Bible says. But I want to share a story, as Brother Joe brought that up, about his dad praying for him and his dad not being able to see him give his life to the Lord. But this was years ago. I'll never forget it, that Tara's grandmother was sick, and they hadn't diagnosed her yet. And she did not know the Lord. She grew up in a Christian home and all those things. Her mom and dad were dear saints of God. Matter of fact, they had both went to be with the Lord. But she at the time did not know the Lord. And I remember praying for her. I was saved. Me and Tara were saved. We were young. We hadn't been saved very long, but we were saved. And I began to, praying for her. And at the time, I worked over at Williamson, and I drove Route 52. As anybody drove Route 52 to Williamson, that's a good little drive. Okay, so you got a little bit of time to talk Jesus. You need prayer, just get across Horsepin Mountain. First off, you need good prayer, just get across Horsepin Mountain. But anyway, I would pray going over there for her, And I remember praying a prayer for her. And every time I'd pray that prayer, Josh, the Holy Spirit would bring the scripture to my mind, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So every time I would go to the Lord in prayer, inevitably would come straight back to that verse. If I prayed for it throughout the day, at night, or the mornings, on my ride to work, on my way home from work, it kept coming back to that verse and that scripture. God kept putting it on me. Well, I remember they found out what it was, and they sent her home with hospice. From the day she went into the hospital till she died was exactly 1 month. Considered healthy in the hospital, dead in a month. A month to the day she was gone. And before she passed away, though, when hospice was called and they brought her home, and she was still in her right mind and all those things, I remember coming down and visiting. Tara's already there, the family was there, and blah, 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 blah. And when I finally got there later on, I remember Tara, me and Tara was at her bedside, just us, and Tara said, Teddy Dean's here, Mama. And she opened her eyes. She said, Mama, would you like us to pray with you? It's that simple. And she nodded her head, yes. And I knelt down on that bed in that living room. They'd put her bed in the living room. And we started praying, Vicki. And the Spirit of God began praying. As I was praying, I'll never forget it as long as I live. The Spirit of God in that room was all over the place. And this verse came right back to me. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And guess what? Tears rolling down her cheek as she gave her life to Jesus. But as I prayed those prayers all that time, Brother Joe, I remember being at work one specific time talking about the prayer of someone that had gone on to be with the Lord. Her parents were gone on. They had died before her. and I was at work, and I was praying for her, unloading a truck with a fork truck was what I was doing. I was praying for her, and I remember mentioning their names. I said, Lord, I'm asking you to remember the prayers of Paul and Maddie Walls. I'm asking you, Lord, remember the prayers. Don't let my babies die lost. And I felt the Spirit of God, and I'm telling you what, to this day, what I believe it was, my prayer met their prayer in the throne room. Those prayers outlive us, folks. They were gone on to be with the Lord. They were in the paradise of God, but their prayers still came up before Him as a sweet savor. That's why prayer matters. Prayer is our gateway to our Father. Prayer is our gateway to our healing. Prayer is our gateway to our deliverance. How many people here still need prayer? Amen? I know I do. If you have your Bibles, turn to James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. James 5, 13 through 18. This is a familiar scripture, but one I felt led to talk about just a little bit. James 5, 13 through 18 says this. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs, psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth for a space of 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So in other words, Elijah, a man like passions like we are, see, we have a tendency, and I really believe this, we have a tendency to take somebody in Scripture and turn them into a superhero like Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, and the Incredible Hulk. We are the world's worst, I believe, in our society, in this country, to do that. Elijah was a man like we are. That's what the Bible's saying. He was a man with passions like we are, failures like we are, all those things like we are. Matter of fact, Elijah, the bold prophet Elijah, was so scared he was running from a woman. Just saying. It's a truth. So, yes, he had great highs. But he also had many failures as well. Amen? Okay? But the Bible says that the same man that's like us, so in other words, he's tempted like us, he's had great days like us, he's had bad days like us, but he earnestly prayed that it would not rain, and guess what? It didn't rain for 3.5 years. So in other words, prayer changed things. The only way Israel was going to come back to God, the only way that God could get their attention was through a praying man. Don't forget that, okay? Elijah had a part to play in this. You ready for this? You have a part to play in this. A lot of times we pull the God card out and we don't want to do the work. Ooh, listen to that. We'll pull the God card out, but we don't want to do the work. So in other words, we'll say, well, God will do this or God will do that, but we'll just sit back and not do nothing. Well, maybe God has instructed you to pray earnestly about it and fervently about it. Have you been loyal to that calling? Oh, man, it's getting quiet. Pull the God card out. That's what I call it. Pull the God card out. God can do it. Yeah, God can do anything. I agree with you. But He uses people. Bible says, what kind of person are you if you shut up your bowels of compassion for your brother? If you know your brother's in need and you don't give it to him, what kind of person are you? That's what the Bible says. In other words, if you see somebody's in need and it's within your means to help them, you don't have to call for the elders of the church and pass it through the board and this, that, and another of the church. If you have it in your means, help them. That's what the Bible's saying, okay? Well, I know you ain't got no food. God will provide. God will provide. You might be hungry for 3 days when I've got plenty in my refrigerator. Oh, that's what I'm calling the God card, folks. That's what I'm calling the God card. God will provide. Yeah, God could use people to do it. Amen? So here's what he done with Elijah. Elijah, I just got to believe, Pat, that he probably got a strong burden to pray. I got to believe that, Vicki, that a strong burden came on him to pray and to begin to ask God for things. And here the book of James even says it this way, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. First of all, a righteous man. Let me, before I get into the meat and potatoes of this thing, okay? A righteous man. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man. Not the effectual, fervent prayers of a fence straddler. Not the effectual, fervent prayers of a sinner. Not the effectual, fervent prayers of an ornery person. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. That's what it says. Look, I know God hears a sinner's prayers. When we're saved, we're sinners. He hears our prayer. I know those things, okay? But if you really want real results, this says the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So what that tells me, what the Bible tells me, is if I want God to really hear my prayer, if I want to be in tune with God, then I need to be walking with God. That's what it's saying, plain and simple. And ready for this? Thank God for grace and mercy, Josh, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm not saying anybody in here is perfect, and I know I'm not perfect, but I need to be walking every single day with God, not fence straddling. We seem to be doing that a lot today. Well, I'm bringing that up a lot tonight, ain't it? Is that for somebody? I don't know. But the point of it is effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. So now that we've nailed down the righteous part, so in other words, how are you righteous? Because your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the easiest way to say it. You're not righteous. I'm not righteous. He makes us righteous. Amen? That's it right there. It's not something that I'm bragging I'm a righteous man because I am nothing but filth and dirt and dirty rags. Okay? But because the blood's been applied and my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, I have a right. Vicki, the Bible says that one of these days I'm going to be able to eat of the fruit of the tree of life. Why? Because of what Jesus done for me on Calvary. What makes me righteous is Him. I am nothing but filthy rags, but because of Him, I have become the righteousness of God. Amen? So now, if we're walking where we're supposed to be, the next part of that says the effectual, fervent prayer. The effectual, fervent, ready for this, means active. Active is what it means. The effectual, fervent prayer means active prayer. So for you to have active prayer, that means you are consistently praying about it. Not pray, leave it alone. Ah, pray, leave it alone. Ah, pray, leave it alone. Ah, because your prayer life ain't what it needs to be. You might be one of the reasons you're not seeing answers to prayers. The effectual fervent prayers means the active prayers. So we need to be actively praying for things. So in other words, we need to create, Teresa, a time that we come before the Lord in prayer. We bring our petitions to the Lord in prayer. We've got to be active about it. That's what the Bible says. So, in other words, if we want God to hear our prayer, the effectual, the active prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So, in other words, it goes a long way. Okay? What that means is God wants you to come to Him and ask Him for that. Don't ever think you're burdening Him. Don't ever for one second believe that He's not hearing you. He wants you to come and talk to Him about that. I heard a testimony one time. There was a visiting preacher. It was a revival, and he came to this church, and he had been there. It was like his second night of the revival, and they was worshiping and praising. It was really starting off on a good thing. And that visiting preacher asked the pastor, he said, "Pastor," it was during the service, he said, "Can I ask you something?" He said, "Yeah, absolutely." He said, "Brother, I'm going to be honest with you. I've walked throughout this church and been all over this church preaching and praying and praising, this, that, and other." He said, "I love this little spot over here by the altar. I feel the Spirit of God so much when I come over this little prayer. What is special about this little spot over here?" He said, "Well, brother, let me tell you, our dear sister of the Lord, one of the saints of the church who was with us for over 50 years, that was where she prayed at." So in other words, God was used to meeting somebody there. And whoever showed up, God was ready. Can I tell you something right now? Do we have that in our lives? I'm asking you that. If you miss your prayer appointment, is God waiting on you? Ooh. At the house? Are we so consistent that when we come to Him in prayer or the mornings or whatever your routine is, and everybody's got a different routine, but are you consistent with it? That when you don't show up, that God was still there waiting for you. Think about it. Consistency, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Why are we talking about things like this? So that we can grow in the Lord. It's to challenge us to get closer. Because here's the thing, as Brother Joe brought up the Sunday night thing, here's what I think is going to turn this church on its head and turn this area on its head. Prayer. That's what I believe. I believe that prayer changes things. Prayer is what sends revival, folks. I'm going to be honest with you. Every great revival that's ever started in this country started with prayer. Azusa Street started with prayer. The Brownsville revival started with prayer. It all starts with prayer. If you really want to see your lost people saved, will you pray for them? It's that simple. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Now, I know that there's also different types of prayers. And I wanted to touch a little bit on that tonight. And so, anybody with some examples of prayers? I'll go ahead and start. Sometimes there's a prayer of thanksgiving. Amen? There's sometimes when I come to the Lord in prayer, I don't even ask for anything. I just want to come and thank Him. As Leanne's talking about, Lord, I just want to thank You, Lord. Lord, I realize that this could have went so bad today, but You was with us, and I want to thank You and I want to praise You. I just want You to know that I have not forgot Your goodness on me and my family. Lord, I want You to know that it does not go unnoticed. And it is so appreciated. I want You to know that I thank You for watching over my children, Lord. And they went here and they come back safely. I thank You, God, for getting us on our vacation to there and back safely. We need to be doing these things. Why? Because it matters. We need to come to Him with thanksgiving in our hearts. A prayer of thanksgiving is an example. What other kinds of prayer can we have? Anybody? Pat?
I don't know if it's on yet. Okay. But for me, it's like yesterday at the house. Like, I didn't, all the way home from work, wasn't saying nothing, just listening to some good worship music and marveled at His goodness.
Amen.
Like, it's not me saying anything. It's just getting my heart right.
Amen.
And letting Him come in and do what He's supposed to do in my life.
Amen.
Sitting on the couch yesterday and just sitting there, just cry, just get in His presence and not say a word, not ask Him for nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing from Him because He's already given me everything when He gave me His Son.
Yeah.
I've got it all. Amen. I've got it all, Ted, because I've got the blood applied to my life.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not worried about what the world can give me, what anybody can give me, what anybody thinks of me, what any of that stuff, because I know who I am in Him. And that's enough for me.
Amen.
And I just got to thank Him. Amen. And I get my heart right.
Amen.
And not to be so self. I think we can get in our prayers, but we make it all about, you know, everything, give me, give me, give me,
uh-huh.
give me.
Uh-huh.
But Lord, what can I need to give You this.
Amen.
I need
Amen.
To give You my heart. I need Amen. To get my life right. I need to get everything centered to You.
Yes.
And be that person that You've called me to be. Like in the book, it says that they marveled at John and Peter at their boldness because they had been with who? With Jesus.
Amen.
Not in nothing that they done, not in anything that they had said. It's because of they had been with Jesus.
Amen.
I don't want to be a man known for anything that I've done or anything that I could do, but to be known that I've been with Jesus.
Amen.
And that's all that matters.
Amen.
To me.
Amen. Since you brought it up, Pat, another type of prayer is a petition. We could bring our petitions before the Lord, but you brought it up. How many people realizes that prayer is about more than just petitions? In other words, I say it this way. Sometimes if you ain't careful, you'll come to prayer and all your prayers is, God, I need this. God, I need that. God, can You do this? God, can You do that? And so that's a prayer petition. And there's nothing wrong with bringing your petitions before the Lord. But as Pat's saying, if we'll come to Him in prayer, Brother Joe, and allow Him to invade us, allow Him to invade the atmosphere, He'll do a work in us. So in other words, that prayer, if we might be coming to make our petition, okay, we're coming, there's nothing wrong with doing that, but spend a little bit of time on your knees there. Say, Lord, you know I need this. Lord, you know I've got to have this. Not I want this, okay? I don't want to hear no prayers, Lord, I want a new four-wheeler. You don't need a four-wheeler, you want a four-wheeler. Ready for this? God don't have to tell you this. Teddy Fry will tell you this. My dad said this, by the way, not me. In other words, you're old enough where you once won't hurt you, son. I grew up hearing that constantly. And you'll say, Dad, I need this. Dad, I need it. No, you want that, son. You don't need that. You need a new pair of shoes. You want that kind. Let me make it perfectly plain to you, okay? So in other words, if we ain't careful, all we'll do is come before the Lord. Lord, I need this. I need that. I need this. I need that. Okay, that's fine. He knows what you have need of before you even pray. He's so good. He knows every hair on your head and it's numbered. He knows what the sparrows need and he feeds them. How much more important are you than many sparrows? Jesus says that, okay? That being said, but when you allow what Pat's saying to come in his presence and allow his atmosphere, allow him to invade you. You ready for this? You may think you need this. You may think you need God to change this situation, but if you'll let God come into you, he'll help you through that situation. He'll give you grace to go through it. It may not be to change a situation. You may need to be changed so you can go through the situation. Go ahead, sweetie.
Prayed earnestly for probably 18 months to get pregnant with Callie. And I remember specifically, it wasn't until I was completely broken and got to the point where I said, your will, Lord, not mine. I give Amen. It to you. I'm not going to ask you for a baby no more. This was a Wednesday night. And I finally had to get to that. I mean, I knew to say that, but I didn't feel it in my heart, and there wasn't no point lying to the Lord. But I'd finally broke and said, your will, not mine. That was Wednesday. Friday, I had a positive pregnancy test. Amen. And she's almost 7. So, yeah, he does change you. And
Amen. Amen. He gives you the grace. He gives you grace to get through what you're going through. That's when you submit yourself to him. Not my will, Lord, thy will be done. You submit to him. Now, that brings up another thing. There's another type of prayer. A prayer of faith. Amen? Okay? No one, you shouldn't, prays and asks God for something and then leaves and goes, well, I'm never going to get that. Yeah. Really? You got something to say?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say what Liam was talking about a while ago, the goodness of God and being captured by his goodness and letting him invade your soul, not just your everything, your soul, body, and spirit, everything.
Yeah.
Changing the spirit man. Because if we let the flesh override us, we're going to be about us.
Amen.
And not about him. And like she said, if you're captured on his goodness, just his goodness, like you said, he woke you up today.
Mm-hmm.
That's his goodness. He didn't have to, but he did.
That's right.
I mean, we got breath in our lungs. We got to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just being, setting your mind to that moment, like to be so captured into his goodness.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to be. I don't want to be a man after nothing else but his goodness.
Amen.
Like he is so good.
Yes, he is.
And marvel in his goodness.
Amen.
Not what I can get from him, Amen. But what can he get out of me?
Ooh, that's good. That's good. And since you brought it up, there's also another prayer, consecration, or as we call it, sanctification. Lord, take this out of me. Lord, search my heart. Lord, search my heart. David said that. Lord, search my heart. Have you ever prayed that prayer? I have. Lord, search my heart, and he will show you. That's right. That's exactly right. You better be careful. Because ready for this? He's honest. Lord, search my heart. If there's something that needs to be removed, Lord, Remove it. Help me to remove it, Lord. And you know what? He'll reveal it to you, folks. He will. I'll never forget when I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Never forget as long as I live. So if saved, sanctified, baptized in the Holy Ghost, I believe in it. Okay, I'll go ahead and say it right now. I believe in it. And here's why I believe in it. Because I got saved. Okay? Walked with the Lord for about 10 years, roughly. Began to come here, and God began to do things. God began to just stir me up a little bit, Pat. Tara gets baptized in the Holy Ghost. Okay? And now, Paul said it this way. Okay? Paul said that God, as far as the Gentiles and the Jews, God drafted in the Gentiles, okay, to provoke the Jews to jealousy. That's what Paul said. Teddy Dean says it this way, okay? God baptized Tara in the Holy Ghost to provoke Ted to jealousy. Okay? I know that wasn't the reason. But my point being is this. I knew her, Joe. I saw the change in her, Leanne. I didn't have to ask brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so that I didn't know that well. That was my wife. I saw the difference. I knew there was something to this. That's not that I was skeptical at that time, but I knew her. Okay? That's why I say God provoked me to jealousy. That's what I mean by that. But in other words, as I began to seek God, Lord, I don't know what this is, but all I know is I want more of you. That's what I began to pray and seek God for, more of you. And as I began to do that, I began to pray, Lord, what's in me that needs took out? And you ready for this? Like you guys just said, He told me. He told me. One specific thing I'll never forget, I was driving. I was coming out of Elk Creek heading toward Man. I was on a golf course curve. Y'all don't know where that's at. The old guys, before they done the work on it, when you constantly turning left, you know, getting the wall. Praying to God nobody coming out the other way, a coal truck, because you was already getting the wall. But anyway, praying, coming down through there, sobbing, seeking God, praying for Him, and saying the words, Lord, I want to experience what Paul experienced. And the Lord's words to me, what do you want to give up? And it felt like somebody just reached in through the windshield and punched me right in the stomach. And I began to sob, and He began to bring back things in my mind that I had didn't even, and I began to repent of them, Vicki, right there. Lord, forgive me for that unforgiveness. I didn't even realize it. God, I'm so sorry. Search my heart. And I began to do those things. Why? Because I wanted to know Him in a deeper way. I wanted to experience Him, and because I was in prayer with Him, I was asking Him to reveal things. He was consecrating me. He was sanctifying me. He was saying, repent of this, repent of that. Go talk to this person. Go do this, go do that. Ready for this? He'll do those things if you talk to Him in prayer. Correction sometimes, folks. Forgiveness. Those are other prayers. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I don't know about you guys, but I seem to pray that one often. I'll even pray, Lord, if I've offended anybody in any way, Lord, please make it known to me that I may go make it right with them. I don't want to miss heaven, Teresa. I don't want somebody to be bothered. I don't want to be a stumbling block for nobody. I want my witness to matter. Safeguard your witness. Amen. Teresa, give her that mic, Pat.
I shared it one Sunday night back there, not in this prayer group. I had a picture, and that's what I was looking at my phone a while ago, because I wanted people to see it.
Bless her, Lord.
In 2020, when I really, really got close to God, and I could tell a change in my life, I have a sticky note on one of my bathroom windows, on the mirror. And this, I mean, I'll find it. I'll take another picture. But I got to tell what, everything on that, my list on that, when the light shines, if you turn one light on in there, it's an angel. Luke even sees it. He comes in there and says, that's Mama's angel. because that is on that side of the wall, and it's because the sticky note is there. So it looks like an angel praying. Well, God has answered every one of those prayers.
Amen.
On this has been, 5 years now. That sticky note is still there. I wash my mirror, but I don't go over it. But I'm shaking. It's coming off little by little. So when you're sitting there talking about every bit of that, that's showing me that I need a new sticky note.
Bless her, Lord. Hallelujah.
Up there.
Hallelujah.
All of
Hallelujah.
Those things, He has done, answered those.
Yeah.
And I look at that, and I'm sitting there sometimes, and I'm saying, that's never fell off.
Yeah.
But now it's coming off on the side, so I know now that it's time for a new sticky note.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I have to have.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen.
There's someone very close to me that has been.
Bless her, Jesus.
When you was talking about praying for people, that I talk to her a lot. But I don't know. I just can't pray for her. It's like.
Bless her, Jesus.
I don't know what to tell her. I don't know what to say to her.
Bless her, Lord.
She's broken.
Bless
She's unsaved.
Yeah, bless her, Lord.
And I pray for her at night. I'm not saying that, but it's like to come to her and pray for her.
Yeah, I
and
got
And you're
you.
Saying we need to pray for people. We
yes.
need to. And now I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, folks, as far as praying for people, okay? I feel led to share this right here. As far as praying for people, I promise you this. If you don't have the words to say to them in prayer, okay, that's okay. That's perfectly fine. But I promise you this. If you'll just go to them and ask to pray for them and pray for them and just pray to the Lord for them, showing sincerity and kindness for them and love and compassion, I promise you that'll touch them. I promise you that'll touch them because God has put it on your heart to pray with them. Okay? Now, here's the thing about that. God's already prepared the other side. I trust Him that God has already went before me to prepare the way. So as we're sharing all these other things, I want to bring up one more. I've got several here, but I definitely want to bring this, another type of prayer we can bring up, intercessory prayer. Okay? A lot of intercessory prayer. We pray for people. Okay? We've got loved ones. We've got children. We've got neighbors and friends and family members and stuff like that. All those things, we are required to pray for them, folks. Ready for this? If they're lost and undone, an old ball coach I had, they're as lost as a ball in high weeds. That's the truth, okay? If the only thing that stood between you and your loved ones, the only thing that stood between you and your loved ones in hell was your prayer, how fervent would it be? Think about that. If all that stood between your loved one and hell was your prayer, how serious would that be? How serious would you be? Ready for this? In some cases, it is. I believe that. In some cases, it might be the only thing. It is what is keeping it all together is God hears your prayer. God hears your prayer. You're covering them in the prayers, and God hears your prayer. The adversary wants to take them out. The adversary, he's ready. He's got them ready. He's ready just to pluck them out of here. But your prayer, when you go to the Lord in prayer, every night you bring their name up, God hears it. And He'll dispatch that angel yet again to go put their hand on it. And keep them safe and watch over it. Can I tell you, folks, the Bible says this, that angels minister to us. Do you understand that? When we pray and we ask God, look, I don't believe in the power of angels, but I believe in the power of God. And I believe that they are messengers, and I believe that they very much do the work of the Lord. So when I go to pray and I ask the Lord, Lord, give your angels charge. That's what I say. God, give your angels charge concerning this. Because I believe, Brother Joe, with everything in me, my children have been in harm's way, and I wasn't there to help it, and I wasn't there to fix it. But my prayers went before them, Vicki. My prayers was already prayed over them, and God made it okay. I believe that. Nobody's going to tell me otherwise. Intercessory prayer matters. Are you ready for this? Whenever someone is on your heart, there's a reason. You have something, Leanne?
I do. We're talking intercessory prayer.
Yes.
Teresa, 5 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 days before my birthday, Caleb was in the hospital. Why? Because a van had fell on him. Intercessory prayer, prayers of my grandparents that had passed on when they were babies, covered that child. God could have easily taken him. Look, the head paramedic, he comes out to me and he says, Mom, he said, I ain't never, never seen anybody walk away from this. He said, but he's already responding. He's already doing these things and he shouldn't be. I said, but that's God.
Amen.
That kid laid in the hospital and every time they tried to bring him out of it, he fought it. We realize now he was fighting a car that was on top of him, not knowing that he wasn't under it anymore. But prayers of the people of this church, other churches, the men that pulled my baby out, they were praying. The Amen. Paramedics were praying.
Amen.
The staff at the hospitals were praying. We get to CMAC General, and they finally let us back where he's at, and John asks the doctor as he comes in, he says, what about brain damage? And the doctor, and you know doctors, they always give you the bad news, right? Yeah. Bad news. Doctor goes, we're not going to worry about that yet. We're going to wait and see what happens.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we are. Perfect, healthy. Kid has had multiple concussions. Went and had one done. Soon after that, his brain was pristine.
Amen.
Now that's God.
Praise the Lord.
That's intercessory prayer. That's Amen. God moving through the prayers of his people
Amen.
For a child who needed God to
Amen.
Move.
Amen. And to go along with that, not to add to it by any stretch of the imagination, but to give an example of how God works. Nothing within me at all. I remember that day. And I remember getting word of what had happened. And the Holy Spirit, Vicki, speaking to me and said, go. And I went to where I go, where it's just me and Jesus there. And I was out there behind my building, and I began to pray in the tongues. I began to pray in the Spirit. And I did not let up. God would not let me let up. The Holy Spirit, when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit will do so with groanings that cannot be uttered. Romans chapter 8. And the more I prayed and cried, the more I cried and prayed. And I'm going to tell you something right now. When God puts that on you, you have a duty, you have a responsibility to go do it. And I did not leave that spot, Tiffany, until the Holy Spirit said it was okay. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt, when I left Vicki, he was going to be fine. I knew it, okay? But that's God. God with those prayers, God with those the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Here's the thing about it. You get news, all she can do is be a mom. All those prayers she's prayed over him before and everything, they're covering. Okay, she's being a mom, but when the word gets to us, it's now our responsibility to take on that prayer man. Oh, it's now our responsibility to go into prayer closet. It's now our responsibility, Vicki, to cry to the master. You might be in the middle of the storm, but I want you to know right now, Jesus is still in the boat. And as long as Jesus is in the boat, I promise you, he's got the ability to speak peace be still. And he'll do those things because he loves us. Intercessory prayer is important. Intercessory prayer is crucial. It's vital today. I need intercessory prayer more in my life than I've ever needed it. You need it as much as you've ever needed it before. Okay? The devil's going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Okay? You ready for that? Seeking. Are you ready for this? A lion ain't afraid of nothing, folks. I got news for you. A lion ain't afraid of nothing. The only thing a lion is afraid of is a bigger lion. That's it. And Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen? He might be bigger than you, but he's not bigger than Jesus. I need that intercession. You need that intercession. When the Spirit of God puts something on your heart, something in your spirit to pray about, you better go do it. And you better not come out of that prayer closet until God says it's okay to come out of that prayer closet either. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you allow him to do these things in your life, there's power in prayer. There's healings in prayer. There's deliverance in prayer. There's breakthrough in prayer. There's baptism of the Holy Spirit in prayer. All these things happen because we pray. Not because we're good enough, but because of what he did. That's why we do what we do. It's a privilege to pray. Do you not realize that it's a privilege to pray? There's people that ain't allowed to pray in this world for fear of death. We're blessed to be able to pray at any time. It's a blessing to pray. The Bible says in Jude, verse 20, there's only one chapter to Jude, as most of you know. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So in other words, there's something powerful about praying in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, in other words. The Bible, what God has given us through Jesus Christ who baptizes in the Holy Ghost. Guess what? When you don't know what to pray about, he will pray for you. Do you understand that? And when the Bible says, if you want your faith to be built up, if you want your faith to be lifted up, go in your prayer closet, have a little Jesus time, and don't come out of there until your spirit begins to pray. It will build up your most holy faith. That's what that says, folks. So in other words, how many of you folks here tonight with an uplift of the hand has ever had got some bad news, had a bad day, been going through a bad time, but when you felt the Lord and you nailed in prayer and the Holy Spirit began to pray, you felt a whole lot better coming out than what you did when you went in. Amen? It's important. It's vital today. Prayer is what will sustain you. Prayer is what will get you to heaven. Amen? Guess what prayer will do also? Prayer will keep you on the straight and narrow. It will. As you begin to seek him and you begin to pray, he'll tell you if you've done something wrong. Ask him. Try God. I promise you, he will do those things. Another scripture I wanted to read right here. 1 Corinthians, you guys don't have to turn, just a couple verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11 says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Big S. Okay? God hath revealed them to us by his Holy Spirit. Let's say it that way. For the Holy Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of God, save the spirit of man? Small s, that means Joe's spirit, not the Holy Spirit, which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Holy Spirit of God. So in other words, we don't know the mind of God. There's going to be times I don't know how to pray. In other words, I don't know what his will is, Teresa. I don't know what the best thing for this situation is, Sam. That's what that's saying. Our spirit does not know the mind of God. The only one that knows the mind of God is the Spirit of God. And guess what? That's why it's important for us to be able to pray in the Spirit, because when we don't know what to pray for or pray about, he'll do it for us. That's what that's about. So when we're talking about baptism in the Holy Spirit and stuff like that, folks, let me tell you something. It's important because he will teach you how to pray. There'll be times you'll not know what to ask for, Pat, but if you'll yield yourself to him, he'll do it for you, Z. Ain't that amazing? What a blessing God has given us. What power, what authority he's given us through the Holy Spirit. We don't even know sometimes what we should pray about, what we should pray for, what we should ask him. But I tell you what, there's been many times even that I've just started praying and yielding myself over, and he'll do it. That's prayer, folks. Prayer is vital. Prayer is important for each and every one of us. Prayer develops and strengthens our relationship with God. Praying helps us make the right decisions in life. Prayer gives us direction in life. Prayer will also, ready for this? It'll help us avoid temptation. If you'll ask God to lead and guide your footsteps, let me tell you something. He'll tell you if you don't need to go or not. Or he'll tell you, you better back out of this. You better separate yourself with this. Can I tell you that? He'll do those things if we'll seek. He will tell us where the pitfalls is. He'll tell us, okay, you've rode it so long, now it's time to get off the train. You better separate yourself. Those things happen through prayer. And if you ain't praying, guess what? You may stay on the train until it's too late. Amen? Prayer allows us to be present. It brings us before a holy God as we seek His holiness in our lives. Miracles can happen through prayer and faith. I was baptized in the Holy Ghost in prayer. I'm kept through prayer. I was saved through prayer. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of these days when Jesus comes to take me back, one of these days if I'm breathing my last breath or ain't even, if I don't even think I'm in this world, can I tell you something? My prayers will have went before me. And I ask God that, Lord, at that time when I can't even pray, send people to me that can. Prayer matters, folks. But here's the thing. Will you do it? Will you take it on yourself to be a prayer warrior? Sounds good on a t-shirt. Sounds great on a t-shirt, folks. But are you doing it? Because that's what I want us to do. That's what we need to do. If we want to see this church change, if we want to see our community change, if we want to see our state change, our country change, it's not going to be through the power of politics. It ain't going to be because this guy's in the White House or that person's in the White House. It's going to be because this country is a praying country. That is what will change things. Amen? Does anybody else have anything to add? Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Jesus. Bless your heart, buddy. Does anybody got anything they want to share? Tiffany, give her that microphone, please.
Okay. I think it's important for prayer, not only for in the good times, but if you have that prayer relationship, when everything else around you is saying, no, it's not going to happen, you're going to look back at everything else God's done for you and be like, but I know what He can do.
Amen.
I think that's the importance of that relationship.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Anybody else? Anybody else got anything to add? Anybody? Okay, my favorite time has come. That's, we're praying. So I'm going to ask each of you to make your way toward the front of the church. We're going to have a prayer circle, and we're going to finish this night off with prayer.